Welcome to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. My name is Brandi Gilmore, and after recovering from my own life-changing injury, it's become my mission to share with others the same discoveries I made that changed my health and my entire life. Our minds are truly incredible. The placebo is proof of this. Each week, I will take this simple awareness to a whole new level. I will even coach live callers to free themselves of physical pain using only their mind. And then I'll provide you with a combination of practical and spiritual insights that you can use to master your mind, your emotions, and your energy to help you heal your health, yourself, and your life. Let's begin. Hello and welcome. It is so wonderful to connect with you. Welcome to this week's Quick IQ episode, which stands for Insights and Questions. And today I want to share with you a really important insight that I'm seeing coming up more and more. And I just want to kind of make sure to warn you about ahead of time. And basically what it is I want to talk to you about filtering your mind from tricky mind programming. And what I mean by tricky mind programming in this case is programming that seems positive, but can have a lot of negative impact on your health and on your life. And I'm seeing this just more and more. And ultimately, what you want to do is, of course, you want to be able to spot it and avoid it. And I see it just so often on social media. And so I want to share with you a couple examples of things that I've seen that you'll want to guard your mind against and just not take energetic part in them. And one that I've seen recently was shared by this guy who has a good heart. You know, he wants people to do better. He's wanting to inspire people. And so he wrote this message to women to try to help women. And, you know, that's kind of his goal is like, you know, to be a healer, things like that. But this is what the post says. It says, you know, the problem was not him. It was you. You deserved so much more than him, but you didn't realize it. You allowed him to treat you the way he did when you deserved so much more. You made excuses for him when he acted badly. You accepted his lies even though you knew better. You gave him another chance again and again because you didn't believe you deserved better and because you just wanted to be loved. And you stayed way too long and sold yourself short. You didn't realize that you were worth so much more! Exclamation point. All right, so that's the end of the post. Now, this one that I'm sharing with you might seem a bit more obvious than the next one, just because there were so many issues in this one. I mean, you can see that there's a lot of feelings of actually having fault. And what the problem is that in it, it keeps saying, you know, you deserve so much more, and you're worth so much more, and you're better than this, but it's laced with a lot of feelings that it's your fault. You know, you did this and you did this and you did this, which at best will create a lot of mixed feelings. And, you know, if you've been listening to past episodes, that's a lot of times what ends up being a problem with people is they do have mixed feelings or just in the negative. And so you don't want to create that. And something else you want to keep in mind is that having a positive emotion doesn't cancel out a negative emotion. You know, if you've ever been hurt by somebody and also loved them at the same time, you can see that you can have both a positive feeling and a negative feeling. And so what's happening in this post is it is trying to tell you, hey, you're worthy and you deserve more. And then simultaneously, it's telling you it's all your fault. You accepted this, you did this, and you accepted this. Now, I do understand that this person who wrote it did so with wonderful intentions. So their intentions were good to just, it was like, you know, hashtag hardcore truth or something like that. So, I mean, their intentions were to lift people, but clearly they don't understand the mind. And so, unfortunately, what happens is if somebody truly resonates with this post and takes this in, to me, I look at the energy of it and it just would fuel more negative energy. I mean, from the energy of it, I see a person, you know, manifesting more of the problems and even having energy of like autoimmune type issues and other issues as well. I mean, there's just a lot of feelings of fault. You did this and you did this. And so what happens is it just happens for a lot of people is they would start consciously feeling like they deserve more, and a lot of them would feel like it's their fault and they kind of deserve what they got. But either way, if this is somebody's pattern and they resonate with it, the pattern will keep going. So it'll manifest more of the negative. Or for another person, they'll read this and what'll happen at a subconscious level is they'll feel like they just can't trust themselves at all for dating anymore. And either they will continue to attract people they just can't trust at all, or what they'll end up doing is they'll just stop dating altogether because they don't trust themselves to be in a relationship or to pick a good partner or any of that. And there are so many other things we could go on and on. But the thing you'll want to note from this is just making sure to only bring in the positive and filter your mind from the rest. And even when you're filtering it, you just don't even want to resonate with the negative, because simply resonating with the negative will reinforce the mind programming in your mind and reinforce those neural pathways, which will just emanate more of the same energy. So you want to make sure not to do that. And again, I know this one is one that is more obvious. The next one we're going to talk about is less obvious. But with this one in and of itself, you know, something that would have been positive to say is if it was written instead something like this. If it said, you know, if it was written with something like saying, hey, I love that you're becoming more conscious. And maybe you've attracted things in the past that were negative and things that you couldn't necessarily see clearly at the time. And we've all had those things that we couldn't see clearly. And if you attracted a man who wasn't great or who cheated on you or lied, don't blame yourself and definitely don't hold on to it either. Instead, check your energy to see what patterns you'll want to change and then change those patterns so that you can manifest somebody who is amazing, because you deserve a great man and you deserve a great life and you're powerful. That would have been a positive message. And that's what's true, is that anything that comes up, you don't want to just say, oh, it's the other person, or what's the other person. See why that manifested in your life and change that, because you do deserve a better life. And so you want to know why something negative is manifesting and, of course, address it and change it so you don't ever manifest that again. And instead, you manifest something that is amazing and loving and sweet and something that you love, because you do deserve that in life. Everybody deserves to be loved and in loved. And so that's what you want to make sure to embody and really take into your mind, to your mindset, your subconscious mind, neural pathways. Get it in your energy if you are feeling undeserving, or if you're blaming yourself for past relationships and all that stuff, make sure to really change that. All right, so that one was a bit more obvious in that you can clearly see it just from thinking about the post itself. Now, there are also a lot of them that are even more tricky. They don't necessarily see right away. And the problem is that I'm seeing these everywhere. Like, they're just up all of the time. And part of the reason I see that is not just because they're all over social media, but also because I see people with very stuck lives in a really major way. And I hate to say it, but unfortunately, it's because they're hearing these, you know, spiritual messages of people with good intentions, but don't really understand how the mind works. And unfortunately, it's just leaving people in a really bad place. And I wish that I could emphasize this as much as it needs to be. Just because I'm seeing it so much, it's really become a growing concern in a major way. And it's becoming the norm of people who are stuck, unfortunately, in one way or another. Even people who I've seen who've had really successful, spiritual, loving, wonderful lives who delve more and more into spirituality who end up making themselves crazy or depressed or stuck or hurt or resentful. Or another thing that comes up is you've probably heard people say before that it's egoic to need acknowledgement or credit for things, and that it is much more spiritual to actually go without, to not need to have credit or acknowledgement for the things that you do. And if you do, it's egoic. Now, the problem that I've seen with this on my end is that I'll see people who are doing great things, even just with their family and friends, and they're doing all these things, and they have this programming that says that they shouldn't be acknowledged because that's egoic and it's much better to do things without acknowledgement. And then on the inside, they're sick, they're resentful, they're hurt, they're unacknowledged and unloved, and they're feeling all of these feelings. And inside they're going, God, I do everything for everybody and nobody's even acknowledging it and nobody even cares. And why aren't they at least just being grateful? And of course, on the inside, this person has this strong belief that it's better to not be acknowledged for the things that they're doing for others. And by the way, this can be very tricky for a few reasons. I mean, first and foremost, because it doesn't have to be in every area of life. I mean, I have worked with major celebrities who are well known for their work. And even this guy that I worked with, who's very well known, and was very well known for the work and all of the things that he did with his career, right? But when it came to things that he was doing for the world or for other countries where he was, you know, helping with wells or a lot of different things, raising money for people to be able to go to school or, you know, a lot of different things like that, he didn't get any acknowledgement. And he was at this point in life where he was just doing and all of these wonderful things. And he was like, God, this is just crazy that, you know, when I was doing all my celebrity stuff, everybody was noticing and paying attention and I got all this acknowledgement, but it's like I'm spinning my wheels doing all of these things for the world and it's like nobody notices, nobody even acknowledges all of the things that I've been doing. Now, in his mind, if you think about his mind programming in his career area, it was most impressive and wonderful to be able to get a lot of acknowledgement for what it is that you do. So his mind wanted that, and it was programmed for that in a major way. But in his area of making a difference in the world, he had this strong belief subconsciously that it would be more humble and more amazing to do it without acknowledgement. And there were even many times that he would donate money to different things, and he purposely didn't even put his name on the card. And on the inside, he felt like, yes, this is just even better that I'm donating this and this and this, and nobody even has to know who I am, you know? And he had that feeling, and it felt fun and exciting and wonderful, except for the fact that after a while of doing it, because it was so programmed into him, it no longer became a choice to do things without acknowledgement. It just became the norm for him that even when he did want acknowledgement for things like, God, I'm doing all of these things, he didn't get any. Because of course, that was quote unquote more spiritual, more impressive. And so that's the way it showed up. Now, I see this all of the time in people's lives in a variety of different ways. You know, the reason that I used the celebrity example is because you can see how big the contrast is. But all of the time I see people who have this programming at some level, and it's like they're doing nice things for just people around them and their family or their mother or father or even kids, and, you know, a mother doing for her kids and feels like, okay, well, I shouldn't get the acknowledgement. And that's what's manifesting in her life. Now, there's a few things that you'll want to take from this is that sometimes when people are feeling unacknowledged, that's when they tend to feel unloved and like people don't really care for them and people aren't really loving them. So there's that actual feeling of feeling unloved or taken advantage of or resentful. And so there's that feeling right there. And so what happens when people are feeling like this is a lot of times they'll end up feeling unloved, not cared for, not appreciated. And when you stop and think about it for a moment, we all need love. You know, you've probably heard before that an infant who doesn't get enough love and connection can actually die. It's called failure to thrive. And so we as human beings need love and connection, and we can get it in a variety of different ways through positive things, just having fun, enjoying connecting with people. And there are so many ways to get that positive love and connection and attention. And you don't want to shut down positive ways of getting attention. I mean, if you stop and look at it for a moment, what if you looked around and everybody was just doing kind and loving things for each other and everybody was being acknowledged for it? Oh, that was so kind. Oh, that was wonderful. Oh, thank you. Oh, I appreciate that so much. Oh, that's beautiful that you did that. I mean, would that really be a bad thing? Would that really be so quote unquote egoic? Compared, if you look around and you're doing things in the world for others and nobody's acknowledging it, that doesn't make sense. That doesn't make for a better life, you know? And so what you want to look for is what makes everything spirit-full, what lights up your spirit. And acknowledging somebody who's doing something for others or doing something for you, or you're doing something for others and being acknowledged, I mean, acknowledgement can be a really beautiful thing. And by the way, I want to be clear that I'm not just talking about self-sacrifice. We've talked about that recently. And I'm not necessarily talking about everything needing to be philanthropic either. Just really acknowledging. I mean, you know, honestly, we're all sitting here and we have technology and running water and electricity. And I would love to be able to acknowledge those people who are running the technology so we can all communicate and connect like this. And even the people who are making it possible to have running water to my house that I feel so grateful to have. You know, without it, life would be a lot harder, you know, or even acknowledging people that make electricity possible and run that. I mean, just so many things and roads, and there are so many people who do incredible things that create a better life for us all. And so my point being is that, you know, acknowledging that. And I have worked with people, by the way, who worked in technology, who have felt like, oh, their life wasn't really meaningful or important. And it's funny because then I'll take them and have them look at what it is that they do and how many lives they've made easier and how many lives they've touched in doing programming, or how many people that they've given jobs to because maybe they helped create a software that then end users use and businesses use that help create a job for so-and-so. So then all these people can then feed their families. And, you know, a lot of times people don't give themselves enough credit and acknowledgement for the things that they do in the world. And so make sure to be willing to accept acknowledgement and credit, and make sure to give that to yourself as well, and really bring in that it is a great thing. And I know for some people, this belief of not needing acknowledgement has been so ingrained that even at this point, you're sitting here probably thinking, okay, well, maybe, but yeah, just humans. Humans only need acknowledgement. I don't. And, you know, that might be something that you're thinking. I know that there are several people that I've worked with who've thought in that way, who've thought, oh, well, that's those human being people, and I'm above that and beyond that. And there's that thought that, okay, well, I don't need that. But again, we need love, we need connection as human beings, as spiritual beings. And a good example to illustrate that is, even if you think about kids, you know, you've probably heard many times before, you've probably heard me even mention before, that when a kid doesn't get positive attention, they'll get negative attention. You know, if you've ever seen a kid before where they're being ignored, so they start acting out. And if you think about it, it's not like a bunch of four-year-olds text each other and say, hey, if your parents didn't give you attention, all you have to do is act out or cry or have this problem or that problem. You know, obviously, they're not all texting each other saying that, because this has been around for years. You know, what happens is that it's innate in human beings to need to get attention and acknowledgement and love. And that is a soul need that's inside of every one of us, to need to have that love and connection. And of course, some people, because they've been so hurt, are just like, okay, well, I only want to get attention and love from my animals. And that's really how they kind of get around needing to be around people, you know, and of course you won't want to do that. You ultimately want to clear patterns. And of course you want to have animals, absolutely, and people, you know, but either way, point being is we do need that love and acknowledgement and attention and connection with others. And it is important for our soul. And so you want to keep that in mind. And of course, in the bigger picture of this episode, you'll want to make sure that you're not falling into tricky programming, because again, I cannot emphasize enough how much I'm seeing that impact people and keep them stuck or even create and manifest a lot of problems. And so that said, if you do see some things that I talked about today that are in your energy and in your mindset, you'll of course want to make sure to reprogram those things. You know, even with the first one, we had talked about love and deserving love and not blaming yourself. So whatever that one is, and again, there are so many, but the more that you can lift your energy and really let go of the lower vibration, the blaming yourself, any of that, and really just move your energy towards the positive, the better your life will be. And of course, you deserve it. We all really do deserve an incredible, amazing life. And so that said, on that note, I do wish you a most amazing, wonderful, fabulous day. And on that note, please do remember to share this episode. You know, the more empowered and aware everybody is, the more amazing our world will be for all of us. And so it has been such a pleasure connecting with you, and I look forward to seeing you on the next episode. We'll see you there. Thank you for listening to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. All of the time, people reach out and say how much these episodes have given them hope or touched their heart or helped them stay positive in hard times or even woken them up to a completely new level of awareness of how amazing we all really are. If today's episode touched your heart or expanded your mind in any way, please do me a favor and be sure to share it with those you care about or those you know who really need it. As more and more people become empowered, it really will change our world for the better. That is the point and the power of these demonstrations, is to create a radical shift in our world consciousness by showing everyone what we are all capable of. And of course, each volunteer will really need to follow through to reinforce their programming to maintain their results. But the point is for you to see that you really can create rapid results in your health and your life if you really understand how to use your mind. You're incredible. And I do want to be clear, though, that most people will not get results this fast on their own. I make it look very easy because of the discoveries that I made. You'll want to remember that there's so much more going on in our minds at a deeper level than people realize. That said, if you want to send me any questions or comments, come visit me on my website at brandygilmore.com/podcast. And if you're currently experiencing physical pain and would like to be a volunteer on the show, you can sign up there as well. Lastly, please remember, if you do have any health issues, you won't want to avoid your doctors. Instead, you'll want to continue seeing them and make it your goal to blow their minds with what you're capable of with your mind. Thank you.